I'm getting scared about lockdown ending. I don't know whether you know, but eels in Tokyo Zoo are having a hard time with lockdown and becoming really scared whenever they see a human because they are seeing so few. But penguins in London Zoo are doing much better, presumably because they're finding that life has not changed too much. Now, would you say you were closer to an eel or a penguin? I guess I'm more interested in the penguin rather than the eel, and you should be too. But might you be a variant of the penguin who has adjusted to lockdown all too well and is fearful about going back to the challenges, temptations and stress of pre-coronavirus, where your fellow citizen is your friend rather than a threat? So how have you dealt with lockdown and the prospects of its transition to a new normal? How many marks out of 10 would you give yourself? How have your circumstances been, and how well have you been able to get your essential emotional needs met? And how about this? To what extent has your life actually been fundamentally altered by the change? For many, lockdown has been transformational and very challenging, while for others, it has caused them as much as before and has been quite pleasant, or dare I say it, extremely pleasant. But as you ponder the next stage and how life will be as you have the opportunity to again engage outside, visiting, shopping, working, travelling, stressing, being challenged and engaging with the outside world and your fellow citizens. Are you looking forward to this change? Or would one part of you prefer that the current situation, however unusual, could carry on? And is there a fear arising as you project disruption, noise, busyness, and most of all the personal challenge of normal life, such that you would prefer not to have to deal with it? And so, are you scared when lockdown ends? If so, what you can do now is listen to me as I slow down and calm down, and as you open yourself to being aware of some of these deeply held feelings of fear and discomfort as to what lies on the horizon. Are you aware of how easy it will be for you to completely let go now as you are listening to me? And as you let go and there is comfort and calm, and you can find that you don't have to push and pull at all. That's right. Deepening down and feeling heavier and heavier. Time is slowing and almost stopping, and as time slows to an almost stop, you are free to be deeply the best that you are, and the feelings of confidence and strength, you have them now. Imagine you're walking down a path, and the further you walk outside along that path, the path can become steeper and narrower, and there are boulders and rocks in your way. But then you notice something remarkable. Even as the path is hardening and there are more stones, crevices and bumps, you find it easier. And the more you practice and the more you clamber, and you can go steeper and steeper and move more freely and easily. You can be steeply freer and free as you steepen. Are you imagining that? Right now you have all the time you need to build yourself up, to imagine using and doing and using and doing again and again. And whenever you choose, you can rest for a little, and you may even choose to come back to the safety and security of your warm home. before you move out again, and that path is travelling higher and higher, and you are stronger and stronger. We know that we can start with small steps, and then bigger steps, and bigger steps, and before we know, we have moved a long way, don't we? And it doesn't take many days for us to feel the stronger muscles in our legs and our expanding lungs as we begin to get on with it, and how much better we begin to feel. You are more alive, more alert, and fitter and stronger. And as you feel fitter and stronger, and you imagine back to how it was before those first steps, you can feel so grateful that you took those first steps, can't you? For what you are doing is fitting in and restoring your place in that great and glorious web of the full life that we lead. That web of connections, of buying and selling, making and giving and taking and learning and creating, with all of those many millions who fit into the infinite variety of the great web of our lives. Of course, it's nice for a short period of time to take a holiday and sit in the sun by the pool. But after a time, you cannot become too soft and too comfortable. You can become bored. And listeners, you can imagine not being able to move at all, no longer calm and comfortable, but trapped in softness. You know that you need to use it, or you will lose it. And be excited about the opportunities, and be accepting the risk from the challenge. After all, you risk every time you cross the road, but you do wish to stay marooned on the pavement or the sidewalk. Do you really? We now know that the coronavirus is just an infinitesimal small risk for most, and only a visible risks for very few, so you are ready to throw over those shackles, step into the path and build up your muscles and resistance, and be excellently excited and excited in the excellent adventure. Very good. And now I will count down and you can return. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do please listen to this again and again as you build up your muscles and regain your spirit. And do find time to look at my website, andrewmrichardson.co.uk. That's right, andrewmrichardson.co.uk. Thank you.